应该是找新配。So I think something very fascinating happening here, right? The title "Welcome to Gullus," where things are not as they appear, but very, very interesting. In Mem He, in after Yosef reveals himself in Pasuk Tazayin, says "Vakol Nishma Beis Paro Lemor." Boach Yosef, Aitav Beinei Faro Venei Avadov. Okay. So, you think, ostensibly, I mean, wouldn't you be happy, you know, what God, guys reunited with his family, you know, after so long, we call it, it's a wonderful thing, just makes, you know, your heart sort of glow with warmth, etc. That's not what's going on. It says Rabbi Yosef Horshor, I think it's one of the, what do you call it, one of the Rishonim, one of the Balitosos. He says, Ve'ita ve'eni paro ve'eni avadov, ki ha kosher lehem, ki Yosef lo higid es amo ves moladato. Right? Vaya ha kosher lehem. You see the small writing over there, it's very interesting. I didn't want to make a big deal of it, but it'd be cool. But it's just, it's very interesting. Why did he never tell them who his family was?
Mm-hmm.
So the Chazal understand that they were mashbiah him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, this only works, I guess it only works if you say that they were actively involved in selling him, not like sort of like the Rashbam says that they really call it that he, you know, that he got sold to the Midyanim, picked him up and sold him to Ishmael or whatever, whatever.
Right.
Whatever, it doesn't make any difference. The idea being that they actively were mashubiah him. What do you call it? We're not going to kill you, but on the condition that you swear you'll never reveal, right, to anyone that, what do you call, how you got to wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. So that's why Yosef Bechor Shor says that's why the Mitzvah never knew who his family was. He never revealed. He would never say what happened to him.
Sarmashkin calls him Nar Ivri, though.
Right, he does call him Nar Ivri, but he doesn't say that he got sold.
Uh-huh.
Right, he doesn't say that his brother sold him, let's put it that way. I mean, right. Maybe it's very interesting. It's like, you know, he kept the oath, obviously. Okay, but that's a side point. But in any event, but for the mitzvah, Vayakosh Elohim, Sha'odam She'enu Mehuga Moshe Olehem. Here's a guy. He's like a Sufi. You know, he has no. He's mice and ruling. You know, Mitzrayim for all intents and purposes. And we don't know his yichus at all. So what makes them excited? Aval Achash Shamu Shabo Echav Vu Migdolim Avram Shu Nesi Elokim. Right. He's descendant of Avram, one who is known as Nesi Elokim. But not Zach Dal Melachim Imilide Beisol Miyitzchak Shayu Amelachim Korsim Obris Mitoch Hashivusa Well Avi Melach Kon Avi Melach Melach Plishtim. What people used to say about better the dung of the mules of Yitzchak rather than the gold of Avimelech, right? He's a chosher people. Yaakov Shayu Kol Alufei Esav in the Sea Yisrael Ubnei Keturah Meshubadim Lo. That's an interesting point. I'm not sure where you see that necessarily, but okay, maybe because the fact that they left Eretz Yisrael after Yaakov came. Echav Anshei Toar Gibore Olam Samchu Vosifu Hodal Hodo Kovadal Kvodo. Right? In other words, straight call out, they're happy because, oh, okay, this is Cheshivas for us.
Right.
This is Cheshivas for us. And there's what they say and what they mean. Or the Shach on the right side, it's not the Shach from the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Shach who's the Talmud, you know, one of the Guri Ari, as they refer to them, you know, Talmidim of the Ari.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Vakol Nishma Beis Paro Lemor, Vayitam Be'ene Paro, Sheshama Shumi Mishpachas Avram Avinu Shimlichu Al Kol Ha'olam. Sha'omru lo nesi elokim atobis olcheinu, right? He's a descendant of Avram. Lo chato aleinu, like the Bnei Ches, really caught, you know, one from Avram. V'harosha hischi lo yein li Yaakov. Paro, the Rosha, really caught, is looking, really caught, with his evil eye at Yaakov. V'omru li Yosef, really caught, li Yaakov. V'omru li Yosef, emor el achecha zos asu, k'chu es avichem ubo elai. Omar, hu mi bnei shem, uparo mi bnei cham, she is kalul ba'avdus lezakivin sheyovol v'yikones tachas memshalto k'deishi emoshel olav. Right? Why is he yismach? What do you call it? Once again, you know, we're happy and Baruch Hashem, this person is reunited with his family, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Paro, what do you call it? It's a different agenda. Either, oh, we're going to get covered out of this, right? Or the fact is, this is an opportunity for the Bnei Cham, as it were, to get their last licks in, you know, would call to have under their heel, Yaakov. Unbelievable thing, right? And that's why they tell him, we'll give you everything here, etc. Fine. The Paruyafos. Right? In other words, God, here's Paro's agenda once again. So it's, there is what they say, but what do they really mean?
Right.
It was three different, completely different approaches, yeah? Mm-hmm. But all of them are not altruistic.
Right.
The Tzur HaMor, right? Yosef Saba, yeah, right, when Grusha Svara, he says, Vitziva Parle Yosef Shika Hagolos. So, first of all, he just says something which is this is an interesting point. Vishahaya Kosov Bini Musay Mitzrayim, Shalhu Agolos, Nimzos, Bechola Rotzos, Ahem, Zulus Mitzrayim, Velachain Lohoya Rashus Lohotziam, below Rashus Parle. Fascinating thing. If I remember correctly, I think the Hyksos, right, I think they were the first. They were called world history. I don't know. It's easy to remember that they were the first we called to invent the chariots and stuff like that. Place, I don't know. But anyway, so that's why it had to be Paro. Paro had to tell him to what he called to send the Agolos.
Right.
Because otherwise you end up with mission and take an Agolos, just like he says. This is very interesting. This is though the Ethan and Yosef Agolos al pi Paro. Lefisha Paro haya rotsa shiyavo Yaakov. L'chein omba k'chu es avichem v'es be'ateichem. V'zeo sh'omba medrash. V'chi mativo, like the medrash says, mativo shal Paro etzel Yaakov. What is he, what he called? Were you so concerned with Yaakov? El kevin sh'shama Paro sh'yosef ben beno shal Avram v'nisyare v'omar ze ben melochim hu. Achshav yanichenu v'yelech lo. L'chach bike shal Yaakov u'bonav sh'yerdu etzlo. He was concerned, right? That he'd be called now that Yosef is really cool. He comes from such an illustrious family. He'll leave. He'll go back home with his family. Then we'll bring them down here. Make sure he doesn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So four different record approaches, each one showing that record the Paro record the Vayitev the Ede Paro the Ede Avodav. Right? It's all record. All there's another agenda here completely. Right? Chesed lumim chatos. Right? There's no altruism, no joy, no whatever. There is. They've got their own agenda. Further, right? In terms of the agolos. So this is just a side point when you call the fest, because we're going to see this point afterwards. In other words, we see clearly in the Pesukim that Par was the one who suggested the agolos, and yet we see later on that Yaakov, what he called, sees the agolos that were sent by the pasuk by Yosef, and that Ruach Yaakov Aviem, and all of a sudden Ruach HaKosh comes back to him. But Yosef didn't send the agolos,
right.
But Par sent the agolos.
Right.
So in any event, so since Vatot Suvesa Zos Hasu Kulachem, right? This the last citation. Here before the hatched line, Mitzrayim agolos tapchem neshechem v'nasasem esavichem u'bosem. So Berbache says a different idea. In other words, we saw in the Tzur HaMor that the reason that Paro had to issue the call for the agolos was because it was not permissible to take an agola out of Mitzrayim. Right? They didn't want to share their technical know-how, you know, with the rest of the world. And instead, over here, what he calls Mirabachi says, "Hayyodea Paro anvenasus anvenasnuso shel Yosef venemanuso shloya sholeach klum laovim laechov zuasiim yitzavelov." Okay, hutzrach lomar lo kain b'derech tava. Does he understood the faithfulness of Yosef and the fact that he would never take anything, you know, that was considered a chashav mitzrayim or anything for that matter for his own personal use. So therefore, Paro had to say it. He knew that Yosef wouldn't do it on his own, so he had to do it. He had to say it, right? Again, this doesn't change all the other agendas, right? All the other agendas that he had, but just said he couldn't expect Yosef to, because Yosef would never do anything that was privately oriented, you know, for himself. He called it the expense of the national welfare because he was faithful. It's interesting. So here you have an expression of, you know, oh, this is great, your father's here, send him, bring him down. And we've seen, what do you call, one, two, three, four different approaches, all of them showing that there's another agenda, right, in all the words are saying. Mitzad Sheni, when you come to Yosef, he doesn't speak words. He sends symbols. Either that, or he reinterprets what he called. He uses what he called words to reinterpret what you might misunderstand, which is very interesting. Right? It says, on the other hand, in an atmosphere of cheap words, Yosef communicates through symbols of Torah. This itself proves that Yosef himself has not become enmeshed in Egyptian culture. As always, Yosef is living life on a different plane. And that's, you know, that's like the Sfas has a lot of things on this, and the idea of the difference between Yosef and Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hanukkah, he had a lot on it. That Yosef is the idea of Hallel, and Yehuda is the recourse is Hodah.
Mm-hmm.
The Chazal were misaking, Hallel for Hodos LaHallel.
Mm-hmm.
And Yosef is this idea of Hallel. He's living always in a world of light,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's always. He's just seeing things differently, living things differently. He's on a different plane. And that Lamaisa was a part of the problem that started the whole ball rolling in Parshas Vayeshev, is because he was living on a different plane. He had to grow into his tzidkus and mm-hmm. understand that not everybody is what he called is on that same rarefied level,
mm-hmm.
and that's why he brought the Diba. That's the first Gurariya in Vayeshev, because of his incredible loftiness. He hadn't grown into his tzidkus yet in the sense that he can recognize that other people are like, you know, they're not necessarily there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what might be an affront to the world of your sensitivities to somebody else, it totally, you know, passes them by.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the way every time he saw them doing something that, you know, smacked of something inappropriate, he mean just assumed that, oh my goodness, they're guilty, or perhaps suspect, you know, with regard to things much worse, you know, Abram and Achai, Gil Yarayas, and considering the other brothers Avadim, etc., all of that. Now, of course, he's grown into his tzidkus, but nonetheless, he does not leave his plane. He's in a different world. And Yehuda is always, like the Rav Huttner says, the idea of Hodah is praise built upon admission.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Imi Emes has a very, what do you call it, you know, a piece. I don't remember if it's here or records. I don't think it's in Vayeshev either. I think it's someplace else. Maybe it's in Vayeshev. Right? You know, the idea of Vayered Yehuda. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes down, and then he realizes, you know, that in all of the darkness and all the mess and all of the, what do you call it, the this, that, the next thing, etc., he realizes, Hashem is right. Everything he's doing is right. And that's a tremendous, it's Hodah. It's praise through admission. Right, sometimes mid mission of that events that happened to you that you may not have appreciated initially are latova, or admission when you do something wrong, Rekwad, and you have to the koch of tshuva. That's like David HaMelech. He's the master of tshuva, numa gever hukam al, and lechora. That's why Yehuda has to be the ultimate Mashiach, is because he's got to pick everybody up. Right? Not everybody can respond to Yosef. Everybody can look at Yosef, but I don't think they can respond to him. It isn't always an inspiration to everybody else because they feel so distant. He's clearly so high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Yehuda, because Yehuda was Yored, a Yered Yehuda, right? Mm-hmm. He went down, right? And then you see that about his life, and you see that about David HaMelech's life, etc. Right? Like the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, that David wasn't Roy for Osa Maisa, it was Batsheva.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the Kodesh Baruch Hu orchestrated it. He didn't give him the Siyata Nishmaya that ordinarily he would have been deserving of to save him from that Maisa with Batsheva, in order that he should be a symbol for all people, right? For every individual, that he could all do tshuva. So it's interesting. Anyway, back to Yosef, right? Yosef he's living on a different plane, and he communicates in symbols, right? What does it say? Mem hei chav gimel. Lo aviv sholach kazos asara chamorim nosim vituv Mitzrayim. So you've got 10, right, donkeys, male donkeys, carrying vituv Mitzrayim. the Esra Sonos and 10 female donkeys, Nosos Bar, right, bringing down Tvua, Velechem, Mazon, La'aviv, La'dorach, right? Very clearly divides up the two Mitzrayim on the Chamorim, and the, what do you call it, and the bar, and the Tvua, and the Lechem, and the Mazon, etc., that's what he called, that's on the Asonos. He says Rashi, Shalach Kazos, Kecheshbon Azeh, Umawa Cheshbon Yud Chamorim. Right? So the here in the brackets, I guess it's a big piece of the Sif Sacham, it brings to the Marshal. Ritzono Shemilas Kazos, Amuteres, Bechaf Adimion, Mora Al, Ki Me'olam Lo Shalach Lo Yud Chamorim, Yud Asonos, Rahachi Komakro, In other words, he said the amount that would ordinarily be carried by ten donkeys, etc., or the 10 male donkeys, 10 female donkeys, he sent it in the agolos, right? And that's the idea of kazos.
Mm-hmm.
Kazos. That's what the Marshal says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the two Mitzrayim? What's in the Gemara? Shishol Chayayin Yashan, Shidat Skedim No Chaymenu, right? And what do you call it? Medrashagada, Grecian Shalpul. like in other words, like pearl barley.
Right.
Not pearl barley. Like pearl barley is broken barley. So the Grecian Shalpul. Pool is the, what do you call it? Is what he calls like a bean.
Right.
A bean, what do you call it? But broken into pieces. That's two of Mitzrayim. Like, give me a break. I think the Yayin Yashan, which is, wait, see, 1 second here. 50, 60. Right, what do you call it? The Yayin Yashan, I remember who says it, maybe the Sifsi Cohen says it, that's Gematria Tuf Lamed, 430 years.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Sarayim. Okay, so what do you call it? The Yayin Yashan, there's a remez in that, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the grease in Shilpul? I mean, like, let's be real. I mean, you know, that's the best you can do is send them Pearl Bailey. So, barley, whatever. I mean, beans. So, since the Guraya, there's a fascinating Guraya. The yearly Shapiro Shakos of Kazos. Again, the very same word that the Marshal Lachor was omed on.
Mm-hmm.
Saying the word Chamorim, right? It was Kazos, it was the amount of being carried by these 20, mm-hmm. right? The 10 male and 10 female donkeys, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was inside the Agolos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't explain what he called, why the idea of why it would call 10 male donkeys, 10 female donkeys, just say 20 donkeys, you know, like what's the story? What's the story? Chais, I guess maybe a female donkey can carry less, I don't know. It's a bit of a koshi.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was the one on the Kazos. The Gurai has a different parish of the Kazos. Dafka meaning kaze sholach asara chamorim v'asara asonos lo pokos lo yoser v'lohay is a minyan bakroy. This is not just find some Mr. Eds out there and send it to my father or Francis perhaps. So that's a mule anyway. Ela inin mechuba v'ze sherotza yosef b'mesh sholach yud chamor v'yud asonos kadei shalo yichos aviv al ha'achim ha'asara shemachru. Right, we see lots of hints to what he called the fact that we call that Yaakov was always kosher them, you know, Lama Hare Osim Li, right? The Mefarshim say that we call I sense that what he called that you're, it's the enmity in your midst that caused all of this mess. Right, or what he called, or you know, you did away with Yosef, and what he called, and for whatever reason, did away with Shimon, and now you'll do away with Binyamin also, etc. So he says he's sending him a remez that shouldn't be coerced on them. Heralo kadei sheyered aviv lemitzrayim v'alyimayim milirildos milaredes elor. Right. The gam, it's also a remez that he wants him to come down.
Mm-hmm.
There's two things here in the ten. The remez of the ten is on the one hand, right. Is on the one hand, the remnants, what do you call it? Don't be co-ace, right? All the brothers. What's that do with the chamorim? And then, what do you call it? And then the other idea is that he shouldn't refuse to come down, right? Which is going to be another agenda. Obviously, the agenda of Yaakov's fear of coming into, what do you call it, into Mitzrayim. So there's two things that he's being the rames to him by sending these ten chamorim and ten asonos. One, not to be angry with the brothers. Two, right, we're called not to be concerned about going down to the Golos in Mitzrayim. The Rama's look, Yasara Achim Hayukumu Asara Chamorim, Shinosim Masa Godol, the Enim Yodim Mahim Nosim. Fascinating, right? And it is, they were beasts of burden. In other words, Hashem is involved in here also, right? Like just like Yosef says to his brothers, Elohim, Hashem said what he called, set me here, right? This is all orchestrated by the Rebbe Shalom. Fascinating, fascinating thing. It's just, you know, like we've talked about before, you know, the idea of Nekama and Netira,
mm-hmm.
right? Nekama and Netira. And the question is there an Eastern Netira?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an Eastern Netira? Is there an Eastern Netira on things that are not monetary?
Mm-hmm.
The, we call it this is the idea of holding on to the, we call it the enmity
mm-hmm.
for what the person did to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chinuch learns that it's going on everything,
mm-hmm.
even something which is not just monetary.
Mm-hmm.
Other Rishonim, right, Smag and recall it, others, you know, learn that it's only on something monetary.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Easter of Natira,
mm-hmm.
right? If recall, if you hold on to the enmity because of what person did to you, what he called the Gufcha or insulted you or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody agrees, obviously, that the Chinuch is Lifnei Mishur Sadin. It's a Maisach. It's what he called. No one disagrees it in principle.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the question is: are you mechuyev? What do you call? Are you mechuyev to let go of that or not? The Chinuch says you have to try and let go of that as well. Why? Because he says because everything is from Hashem. Yosef clearly is like he's living on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
He's living on that plane, and so he says, "What do you call? They're like what do you call? They're like hamorim." Right, not to come to demean them. It's just what he called. He's focusing on they were involved in a process which would call it, which was they were unaware of, and we have to focus on the process. Kach, ha'ayam mechirasim. In the second line, they remember vasias hapoel shorido some mitzrayma shehitino some aleim akodesh baruch hu lasos ma'isazel horido lemitzrayma. And the akodesh baruch hu used their bechira.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which of course was, he's not saying that they're excused for what they did, but let's not focus on that. That's mm-hmm. their asik with the Rebbe Shalom, but lemaisa they became the beasts of burden to carry out the Rebbe Shalom's will. V'hem lo yodu apol shahorido also l'fiach hachasar chamorim nosim itu v'mitzrayim v'ramas shaydei mechira hazos l'mitzrayim you ochlin kol tuv. That's true, they're coming down to Mitzrayim, but it's not just as simple as it appears, right? The Jewish people will eat kol tuv. V'yu minatzlim es Mitzrayim ad shelo yishar davar Mitzrayim, and they will take out all the good of Mitzrayim until there's nothing left in Mitzrayim. V'zeo shepirish Rashi l'mala v'achlu es tuv eretz Mitzrayim sh'asidim lasos Mitzrayim kimetzula she'in badagim. Right? He's looking forward in terms of Yitzias Mitzrayim already. And as they will extract from Mitzrayim all the good, all the nitzotzos, right? Whatever good there was in Mitzrayim, they will extract from there. And so that's with a kan ksiv nami nosi mituv Mitzrayim. And he's already looking into the future,
mm-hmm.
but they became the methodology by which Klal Yisrael is going to come to Mitzrayim and extract from Mitzrayim in Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? All mm-hmm. the good. That's fascinating. The Ezra Sonos. Nosim bar lechem amazon, haremez shal rodlim mitzrayim hayav bishvil lefarnis lechaltosam bishnas ravon gamkein. In other words, the chamorim are a symbol, right? Because the male is stronger, whatever, the female is weaker. The male, we call chamorim, are the representative of they're carrying kol tuv mitzrayim, right? Kol tuv mitzrayim, they're carrying, you know, the lofty ideas. This is the part of the way of coming down to the golus, which will ultimately mean they will take out all the good of Mitzrayim, we call when they leave Mitzrayim on the way to Eretz Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Asonos, right? They're weaker. What are they carrying? They're carrying the bar, the lechem, the mazon, what you need right now, the basics. And he's got the look on the future. And he's going to look on the immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seeing the what he called the good and bold. And he's being meramez his father by what he called. Right? So that's the Esra Sonos, Nosim Barba Mazon, Aremish, Shel Rodlim, Mitzrayim, etc. is all in the Shnas Ravo now, the 5 more years of famine. Mr. Shomer, Ki Elokim, Shlochani, Letog, Dola, Lachios, Amrov. L'in mechuvan harishon l'kachamorim. Right, we said before that's what he took the males, and afterwards what he called the females, what he called, etc. Then he continues. V'raboseinu, right? The two lines down. V'raboseinu zal darshu she told to Mitzrayim hayagrisin shel pool. Efter shal yidei zeh kivnu razal she Yosef shoch to Mitzrayim asher yagil Yisrael hu inyan zeh lefi shaya Yaakov yorei min agolos redesham. Yaakov is afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You see that Yaakov is again his fear, right? It's such an interesting thing. His fear is not for himself. His fear is for his children.
Mm-hmm.
His fear is for his children. He's afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, not for himself, but for his children. Right? That's always the case with Yaakov. Ki ayodei Yaakov hagolus yovel Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. Lefichach sholach Yosef elav ki hagolus hu tov. And here's Yosef again. He's living in a right court. Again, it's not that he's got a mile over what he called on Yaakov. He is what he called. He's just his avoda is a different avoda, right? Yaakov is what he called as a father of the children. You know, the tsar gidol bonim, what he called, making sure that everyone is what he called is the way it is, and what he called, how can I protect them and what's going to be if they go to this place over here? Who knows what's going to happen to them, etc. And there, Yosef is what he called. It's all tov. It's all tov. Ki yu Yisrael porim v'ravim mikoach hashivud v'agolus. That threw out of all the tsaris, they were what he called the miparim v'ravim. Can you see kasher yanu also? Can you bear the chen yifrotz? Like we see later on, Shmos, right? V'hayad v'avayu mishabdi mitzrayim beforech. Right, we're talking here about all the horrors of Mitzrayim. V'hamishaberes laguf umano sam v'hidomim legrisim mirechayim. They're like grisim mirechayim, right? Then what do you call? You take it. Right, and you break it into pieces, and now it becomes what he called it multiplies.
Hmm.
It's actually more usable, right? They call it, you know, as a porridge, etc., etc., etc. So that's why he sent them. That's the semel of what he called of the greasing. Right. Ah, and here he's what he called. He actually says it at the very end. That's the Yain Noshan, the very last line. Okay, the Yain Noshan, minyan the Yain Noshan, the last line of the Gurar Yishin Amar Moshe Bnei Yisrael Tof Lamed. Right? Fascinating. Right? So Yosef is speaking in symbols. And the idea being, he wants to show this is the encouragement to his father. Right? If he just told him a vort, right? Recall, I saw a vort in a parsha sheet. Right? I have nothing against parsha sheets. Right? He told him a vort, it wouldn't mean the same thing as what he called by speaking to him in symbols. Here's a land where there's lots of words, really cool. Just like it says that the Pasuk says, Ashrei Gever Shesam Hashem Tivtachu V'lo Batach Berahavim V'Satei Chazav. Right? The Medrash brings down that was, really cool, that was a kilu, the error of Yosef by asking the Shara Maskim to intervene for him. Because they're Rehavim. They're boastful. Satei Chazav, they're false. It would be a chil Hashem if it looked like, yeah, that his intervention, the Sar HaMashkim's intervention, is what got Yosef out of jail. It would be a chil Hashem because they're boastful. It's, you know, what I did. You know, I had connections with the king there, right? Not to mention the fact that, you know, I'm a great vintner, you know, and things like that. I'm Sar HaMashkim, right? And maybe also a little bit about business, went to Wharton, right, etc. It's Michel Hashem says Yosef had 2 more years in prison so that it shouldn't come out like that.
Uh-huh.
It should come out like that. It should come out that clearly, you know, Paro's dreaming because it's time for Yosef to come out, and then, you know, the entire record should be revealed in such a way. So here, for Yosef to show, he wants to show his father that we caught that he's, you know, I'm not in their world of words, you know. Like out of Hamlet, you know, just words, talk, right? And what they say is not what they mean, etc. It's in symbols. That means, you know, you have to look at things more deeply. You have to, you can't just take things on a superficial level. You have to look at things more deeply. So this is how he's showing his father. He's showing his father that he's don't worry, right? Don't worry. I know what I'm talking about, and it's all good. It's all good. What he called it'll be like, you know, greasing shall pool, right? I'm sending you Yain Noshan, right? It'll be Moshe Bnei Yisrael Red Slime, you know, what he called it. Right? It'll be there, whatever, however you count the 430 years, right, et cetera. But fascinating. Then, in addition, Vedabru Elov in Memhei Chav Zayin, Vedabru Elov is called Divrei Yosef, Asher Dibra Aleim, Vayar as Agolos, Asher Sholach Yosef. So this is the problem, right? He didn't send them, Paro sent them.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rashi says, as Kol Divrei Yosef, in other words, they spoke to Yaakov, Kol Divrei Yosef, Simon Masar Lehem, Bameh Haya Osek Kishapirish Mimenu, Biparshas Egla Rufa, Mizeo Shanema Vayaras Hagolos Asher Sholach Yosef Lo Nemra Asher Sholach Paro. In other words, and the Chanaim Paro sent them, right? But he understood in the words of Yosef that Yosef sent to communicate to Yaakov, right? He saw in those words, yeah, that Yosef was now giving a new interpretation to the act that was really initiated by Paro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In other words, it's a fascinating thing. It's almost the opposite of the other things he's doing. Before the Esra Sonos, what do you call it, the Sar Chamorim, there, it's what do you call it, there's no speech.
Mm-hmm.
There's just remes.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got an act done, right, mm-hmm. by Paro. Now you have to, what do you call it, you use words as a word to strip away the veneer and to find the Ratzon Hashem that's found in everything, Sfasemistik,
mm-hmm.
right? In other words, the what do you call it, Paro did the act.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's encased in what do you call it, Paro's action. What do you call it, and there's no symbol in what Paro is doing, right? Mm-hmm. Only if you use words, as it were, to explain what the Amkus is in this act, mm-hmm. now it becomes Yosef's Agolos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who's Yosef's Agolos? It's a mind-boggling thing. The truth be told, I mean, like I mentioned down at the bottom, there is a daya that says, right? I can't remember the Sifsei Kohen. Somebody brings it down that in fact, Paro's agolos had a Vodazora on them because he wanted the Koach HaTuma, uh-huh. right to penetrate Yaakov.
Mm-hmm.
Yehuda saw them and burnt them.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so they had to send new agolos.
Mm-hmm.
Those agolos were Alpi Yosef. Mm-hmm. Again, that's really cool. That's certainly not the pashup shot in the pesukim. Certainly mm-hmm. based on what we said before of why that you know according to some, no agolos were allowed in Mitzrayim without paros or shus. So
right.
it really cool. I'm not saying it's not true. It's just saying it's really cool. It's not certainly the pashup shot. So the idea that Yosef through his words is causing a new Havana, right? A depth. Because the Ratzon Hashem is in everything. Even what the Goyim do, right? Except for like the Goyim are like, they're not aware of what doing the Ratzon Hashem. They think they're doing this, that, the next thing. Right? They're doing this, that, the next thing. So what do you call it? There's an Amkus, right? There's something going on over here. It's like, what do you call it? I heard, what do you call it? My wife told me that her brother called and said, what do you call it? America just did a big thing just now. They target killed, right, the head of the Al Quds, mm-hmm. you know, force from Iran,
mm-hmm.
Soleimani. I mean, he was famous. He was Mamash, he was the general of all the generals of Iran, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're called, so in America, you know, they'll be talking, et cetera, did a drone, targeted killing, and the Democrats will be screaming, oh, how could you do something like this? The Republicans will say, wow, what a great thing you did, and blah, 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 blah. There's something going on in here, right? right? There's something more than just, you know, rubbing out an Iranian murderer, right? There's another, you know, Kiakil Havdil, you know, Neil Armstrong, one small step for a very cool man, one great leap for mankind, or whatever he said when he stepped off on the moon, right? Well, the Rebbe Shlomo is doing something big over here. Ech yeh. So the Gur Aryeh, which would be what he called Metamtzet, the Gur Aryeh, is the words of Yosef were that he was, this was the, because he didn't want to say, you know, he didn't want to make it sound as though, oh, you know, I was dealing, we were learning the Parsha of Egla Rufa, right, with my father, and that's what protected me, that's kept me from not being killed by you, right? He didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, you tell my father this is what we were being Osek in, that his father was escorting him, right? Maybe Gurari brings down Chazal, but he called it that he was escorting him, right? Levaya, right? That's part of the din of what he called. You should escort somebody so the person is choshuv, etc., and that protects him from all sorts of things. We were, and I told my father, recall, you know, he should go back to Hebron. He says, well, have to be the kind of mitzvah of Levaya, Mm-hmm. Right? So Yosef said to him, tell him, record. He says, send them with the Argolos, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, and tell him, this is what we were being Osek in when we last spoke. Mm-hmm. Right? Last spoke. So that's the remez, right? That's the remez to Yaakov. Once again, that Yosef understands that what gave him the ability to survive. He doesn't say before because they want to insult his brothers, right? God, he doesn't want to cause enmity, right? It gave him the ability to survive was Yaakov's levaya.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it shows. So here he has to say words in order to interpret the deed that was initiated by Paro.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, he's on a different plane. Plus, also, the Argolos, the Daskenim brings down, from Chazal, right? There was another remez in the Argolos. The other remez in the Argolos is what he called, is the Argolos, what he called, not, it's not a remez to Egla Rufa, but it's a remez to the Argolos in the Midbar,
mm-hmm.
the Eglos Tzav.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So the Svarno says over there, the idea of the Ego Sav is that, record, each group of two Nisim brought one Agola
mm-hmm.
to foster unity.
Mm-hmm.
Unity. So in other words, this is a kilo, a remez, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a remez, recall to Yaakov, two different types of remez.
Mm-hmm.
There's a remez on the one hand, your Maisa of Levaya is what kept me alive. Right, that shows when you show chashivas to an individual, right, you put him up, what do you call, on a higher plane, he's protected from the vicissitudes of what appear to be the vicissitudes of life, because he's living on a different plane, because you showed him to be the tzelem elokim, worthy of, what do you call, escort, worthy of his uniqueness, he's an olam malei, etc., etc., etc. Mitzashen, he's also promised to them that, what do you call, that the Shechina will rest in the Jewish people when they're united. Like the Ramak says that the Yisod of Shechinta Begalusa is what he called is Sina Shechina. When there's purity between the Shamas, it's not Shaykh, what he calls, it's not Shaykh to have Hashuas Shechina. And when there is Chibur on the Shamas, right, then Lehefach, then there is what he called, there is Hashuas Shechina. And finally, just the last thing, which is the piece from what he called from the Beis HaLevi, which is really called the synopsis, really called the long Beis HaLevi, right? He says on the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk in Memvav Dalet, Anochi Eredim Chom Mitzrayim Av Anochi Aolcha Gamalo V'Yosef Yashis Yado Al Einecha. Right? Yosef Yashis is Yado Al Einecha. So the Beis HaLevi says this Anochi Aolcha Gam Alo, right? Aolcha Gam Alo is that was what Yaakov's concern was. Why is the double terminology Anochi Aolcha Gam Alo? So really, there's two things that he promised. And the Beis HaLevi says this is the most fantastic haftacha that we ever received. Right? Is that one is that Hashem says that He'll make sure there will never be miskalkel. So that we will no longer, recall, be worthy of being the vehicle of His Hashras Hashin anymore. Anochi Aolcha Gamalo. Hefticho, right, in the bold there, in the middle of the Beis HaLevi, Hefticho Shlo Yanicham Liskalke Lagamre. Vim Yitztarchu Yotziem Gam Kodem Shiyush Lamazaman. And if it's necessary, because through their Bechira, they're sinking deeper and deeper, the Nigalu Tocha Zaman. Shim hayu shav od zman ma hayu mishukayim betum of lahayu ruuyim li goyel v'olam v'otziyam be'emtza zman kedei shiyuchol li goyel bebias Mashiach kesh yashlimu kol ha'cheshvon v'zeh anochi a'olcha gam alo. In other words, really caught, if your fear is there'll be miskalkel, anochi a'olcha gam alo, the Rebbe Shem is being mafteichim, just like Yosef was encouraging everybody called Yaakov by telling him it's good, right? By sending kol to Mitzrayim and get all the symbols. So to Rebbe Shem is also saying him anochi a'olcha gam alo. In other words, if they'll be able to hold on through their bechira and be redeemed completely now, then fine. But if not, A'ocha gam alo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them out early, and the cheshbon will have to be finished later.
Uh-huh.
Through all the tsaros of all the galuyos, etc. But they eventually will reach their tafkid. And the other idea that they would quote to the Beis HaLevi says is also embedded over here is that, okay, A'ocha gam alo, they will always be the vehicle for revealing, what do you call, my name, right? What do you call it, in this world. They will always be the vehicle. Right, for re-educating the world, the world of Nisim. Again, Nisim is not Hashem's preference per se, right? right? Because in a world of avoda, we don't have nisim constantly. Nisim gluim, I should say. Everything's nisim, right? But no nisim gluim. But what do you call it? Well, the world needs re-education, right? The Jewish people will always be the vehicle for that. So anocha, ocha gamalo, I would call it, I will take them out, but not just b'derech hateva. They will always be the vehicle for revealing Hashem's name. They will be the vehicle for educating the entire world. And this is something you think about it. That's what the Maaseh Hashem says in the Hisha Omdel Avoseinu, right? Where he says that was that the Havtocha that Avram wanted, right? Hashem is telling him in Bris Ben Avsarim, we know that the Kigeria Zarachab Eretz Lohem Vavadum Vino Asam Virabami Oshan. The Havtocha to him is what he called, don't worry, right? As we usually think of Havtocha, right, is that the Goyim are trying to kill us, Hashem saves us, right? The Havtocha to Avram was, they'll always be the vehicle. Right, they'll always be the vehicle for revealing my name in the world. Right, right. That's the recall. That was a pius to Avram. So to also to Yaakov over here for the fear, right? That that God forbid his children would be enmeshed and sing it to the Marassim and Tzrayim Hashem's. No, they will always be the vehicle. Always be the vehicle. Always be the vehicle. What they need the goals need to be cut short, and because otherwise they're sinking, it'll be cut short. The cheshbon will be finished later, as we see through all the galuyos recorded over the millennia. And if it would record, and you always know that they will be the vehicle for revealing my name in the world. That's what Yaakov wanted. So it's a very interesting, right? The entry into galus, entry the galus where, right? The world around us lives on a superficial level. And we're living on a different plane. I mean, I don't know what could the Goyim possibly think about, you know, like hundreds of thousands of Jews all over the world, you know, celebrating, you know, the Siyum HaShas. like what does that mean to them? Like, you know, you're spending money to rent, you know, MetLife Stadium. Right, 92,000 people there are going to celebrate the fact that you've been studying a group of books for the last 7 years, huh? What do you mean? No beer? No bottles to throw at people? What do you call it? No four-letter expletives when the other team gets a touchdown? No, man, did you see that guy flying into the end zone, smashed into the winning corner, into the goalpost, but he held onto the ball, we won, he's dead. But okay, we won, what do you call it? Man, let's go outside, let's get smashed, wow, that's great, what do you call it? Huh? Like, what's the story? In this world, it's not just in Chutz Lartz, it's here also, what do you call it? You get trapped into, you know, living life according to the beat of the newspaper, of the news, of what he called of, and it can even from things also, you know, don't be a fool, don't be the last one to miss out on this tremendous bargain, you know, get your, you know, whatever it is, and it gets everybody into a different world. We have to struggle as much as possible to keep our heads high and our vision high, right, and to live, right, to live on a different plane. It doesn't mean to ignore. I mean, that's the godless of Yaakov. Yaakov is, the Mefarshim say, he is like the Sula Mutzavartza that he saw, with his head in Shemayim, his feet on the ground, right? But his head's got to be in Shemayim. His feet are on the ground, his head's in Shemayim. So it's an interesting thing. Beis Hashem, right? You should see all these things, including all the geulos that the Yosef Timri quote, and even more so, the Rebbe Moshe, we're talking about speedily and in our days. Mm-hmm.